the Bible says, whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. So there's a lot of people drinking that think they're okay. They think they got a good heart because they're nice to people. But what's the Bible say? The Bible says, whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. So who's right? The Bible or human? God's word or some human some human false doctrine? Somebody says, well, I just drink a little bit. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. So anytime you see somebody who's drinking, they have a hard heart. I mean, that's why I don't hang out with them. You know, if you got somebody trying to entice you into something, let's go to the bar, let's go out to drink. I got a neighbor who's a 50-year-old pimp. Hey, I got this girl you might be interested in. I'm thinking, you stupid. You trying to take away my heart. You want a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old? Get out of my face, man. Get out of my face. You trying to take away my heart? Samson and Delilah. Delilah will kill Samson. They want to find out your strength. When you as a saved person, you can tell them your strength. Jesus. How'd you make it through that? Faith. Faith alone and Jesus alone. They really don't have faith. They reveal who you are, who they are. Like I say, the pimp. The neighbor pimp's got Jesus on his back of his window. Not even joking. And not even, and nice is all get out. But then all of a sudden, they use that nice to befriend you, and then they'll flip script on you. Flip script. You could be sitting in the church pew beside somebody. In church, they sit there, and then when you leave, they flip the script and want you to go out drinking or something. Let's go to the football game and get some brewskis or whatever they say. Get out of my face, man. Get out of my face. They're not your friend, people. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. Somebody who's enticing you or trying to entice you to go against the word, they're attacking your heart. They're attacking your core. Out of the heart flow all the issues of life. Now think about that. They're attacking your life force. Do you understand that? They're attacking your life force. Let me say it again. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. Anybody who's trying to pull you, entice you into one of those two things, going bar hopping, going drinking, whatever, what are they doing? They're trying to attack your life force, because out of the heart flow all the issues of life. And what happens when they tarry at the wine? Well, if they tarry at the wine long enough, hell hath enlarged herself. If they tarry at the wine long enough, they'll get drunk, get beat up. If they tarry at the wine a certain amount, they'll be chasing skirts and destroying their heart. And do you not believe the Bible? Do you not believe the Bible? When God spoke through the prophets of old, he spoke the truth. And there was one prophet who was backslidden. Every time he opened his mouth, he had to bless Israel, but he was paid to curse Israel, but he couldn't because he had to speak the truth. The truth had to come out of his mouth because he was a prophet. He was a called prophet. See, I learned this when I was married. If you do God's will, your wife's pretty much going to hate you. if she's tied to the world system. If you do God's will, it goes against her will. If you say, this how we're going to do God's will, she's going to hate you. If she's a Gentile, fake, if she's just a pleaser of men instead of pleaser of God, she's going to hate you. She wants to kill you. In your house, in your business, anything that you do, if you do God's will, whoever's in your ship, your house ship, whatever, business ship, they actually hate you because they want to do their will instead of God's will. And they don't have, and if you're the head of the ship, the captain of the ship, they don't know God's will for the ship. You do. And so they think they know, but they don't, because God speaks through the authority of the ship. And then they'll say stuff like, well, don't you listen to the woman? Yeah, I mean, everybody's got good advice, but I ultimately listen to God. If you don't listen to your wife, what are you talking about? See, that was an attack on going against God's will. They want you, well, why don't you listen to your wife? If my wife is speaking false doctrine or stupidity or insanity, why would I listen to that? She's your wife. That don't make sense. Don't matter if she's my wife. If it's against God's will, why would I listen to her? If everything she's doing don't make sense, why would I follow that? See, they want you to follow them into their will instead of God's will. And they will hate you. Why do you think Moses' wife left? She said, what was her name? Zipporah or something? You're a bloody man. And she left because Moses was doing God's will. She wanted the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So she left and didn't do God's will. And Moses kept on doing his thing. Same thing happening today. It's happening in your house. It's happening in your neighbor's house. It's happening in businesses. People want to do their will instead of God's will. That's the deal.